Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word. Your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and...
Sit down in that cloudless darkness.
This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Found that person yet. Maybe one day we will.
Male or female? Male or female? Amen and amen. Again, we are so delighted to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful morning. And to you all who listen to the program, if this happened to be your first time listening in, we just want to welcome you to the program, but not only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we thank you for listening in. Thank you, and thank you. Yes, we do. We thank you for having your ears. And my friend, if you love what you're listening to here on Chatting from the Word, let your friends know about us. Let your neighbors know. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the roof that we're on here on Chatting from the Word on the BTRO platform Monday through Friday at 9:30. Amen and amen. But before I move on, I forgot to welcome all to a new month. This is a new month. December 5th today, and many may say, well, this is the holidays, and yes, it is. It is the holidays, and sure enough, this is the time of the year where many are jolly and showing joy and thanking the Lord and just being happy. But my friend, we as Christians, we have that joy all year round because our Lord is alive, that today, as some may predict, but he is born. He was born is the important thing. He was born as Savior, came in as the Savior of the world, okay? And that's the important thing, that he was born, and we have salvation. And we as Christians, we have that joy 24/7. Yes, we do. Amen. And then, yes, we do. Next, I would like, of course, to ask for your contribution. You can go ahead on and see contributions so that we can keep this fine program going and going. It would be a beautiful thing, and it would be a testament to your love for, first of all, for God, and for the program where we are sharing the gospel of Jesus here to bring this fine program on the air or keep it on the air. And you can see the please to our PayPal account. We do have an account on PayPal. Just put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Now, when you go to Oscar York on PayPal, you might get Oscar York Publishing, and that is us too. Or you go to Zelle, G-E-L-L-E, and I put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York at 3443. Give me Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. And then that would be a beautiful, beautiful thing to do to help us out to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you can sponsor the program, that would even be better. Let me know if you can sponsor our program here on Chatting from the Word. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word in the morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting an all-important snap, crackle, and pop walk. And we are so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Amen. And amen. Time for us to do our morning shout out to those of you that are actually listening to us live and probably listen to us later on once we send the show out. But we just want to say, those that are listening, your state, your city, and your countries, we just want to say good morning to you. And we know you have ears on, and we know that you're listening. But let me ask you something. Do me a favor. When you listen, please give us 15 minutes of your time so that it can count as a download. Listen to the program 15 minutes so that it can count as a download. To count when you visit us here or listen to us here on Chatting from the Word in the Morning. So give us 15 minutes of your day at least so that we can grow our program financially and physical and share the Christ with others who want to know Christ, and they can learn all about Christ and come to Jesus Christ. So help us out here. Listen for 15 minutes. Minutes. Amen and amen. Hey, and that was your roll call. A snap, the program that you are going to listen to today. Because we don't want to give you something to listen to. We want to give you at least something to listen to so that we may lift up or brighten up your day today. Is that all right? If we give you something to listen to. Well, at first you heard our introductory song, which was Singing Glory Hallelujah song. Hallelujah, hallelujah to all the saints. Amen and amen. And pretty soon will be our prayer time. Yes, our prayer time and our prayer time reading, our prayer time scripture for our reading. If you have a copy of God's word and if you'd love to read along with us, will be coming from James 5, 13 through 26. And that is James 26. If you want to read along with us during our prayer time. And of course, Radiance a cappella will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. Yes, they will. They will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. Amen and amen. And yes, of course, we are going to chatting with Brother Oscar here on Chatting from the Word. I hope you do, because we're going to still chat about behead. We're talking about to the church, he called out. That's who Apostle Paul was addressing these two letters to. He was addressing these two letters to the church at Corinth that he wrote to them about the problems that they was having in their congregation. And, you know, exists everywhere. Even today, many are having problems in the congregation. So problems do exist, and problems will arise, and always have. So here, Paul is trying to help the Corinthian church with their problems, encouraging them to keep on living for the Lord. And that's what he's doing for us today, with encouraging us. When we are reading from the letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, Paul is encouraging us today. We are recognizing that problems will exist in churches in the body of Christ today. Now, of course, we're talking about, we're coming from 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 11, Ephesians 5, 2 and 2, 23, Colossians 3, 5, and 1 Peter 3, 1 through 8. And here Paul, he's talking about who is the head. And he mentions the head, then saving our cup. Talking about woman's cup, her head, and man's who saved his. Okay? And he's teaching them from a standpoint of respect, what they can understand, where he's coming from. Okay? And it was for the Jews to do what they did back then, a tradition. Now today, we don't need to do what they are doing, because we're all in Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ knocked down the barriers that the Jews was under from the Christians. Although Christians represent the same, like the Jews represent the same death, but the difference is we have Jesus Christ today, and that what makes what we want to do today. We, of course, we left off last time we channeled this about the man being the head, but what I want to do, I want to look at the flip side, because most men believe, I'm your head, woman, you do what I say. It shouldn't be like that. So we're going to cover that area right there. What does it truly mean to be the head? And my friend, if you want to hear that chat, keep listening. We're going to talk about these heads. And we're going to cut it down for you. It's all right. We're going to put it in a language that you may understand and comprehend. Okay? So we hope that you stick around long enough to hear the chat for this morning. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program to snap.
Bless the Lord, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen and amen. Sorry, kind of lost his explosion sound. But it's time, it's time. Are you ready to get on board the gospel explosion? And if you're ready to get on board the gospel explosion, line up and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board, get on the gospel explosion.
Yeah.
just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us here on Chatting from the Word. Thank you for keeping the prayers. Those that are requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, that you've already texted parents, who lost their babies, and others who lost mothers and a father. And, of course, the Russia-Ukraine situation, we want to pray for that. Keep that in our prayers as well. And, of course, we want to pray for those who are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, pray for your brother here that he may get well and feel better and all get all that stuff. Pray for me as I pray for you. Now, if you have a copy of God's Word, you want to read along with your brother doing our scripture reading for prayer, we're coming from, again, from James 5, 13 through 16. And that is James 5, 13 through 16. The brother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Brother James, penned these words. Is any among you afflicted? Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Brother James says, pray, pray. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that he may be healed. And then he says, the effectual, fervent prayer, a prayer from the heart, a prayer from love, a prayer from deep within, a effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, those that are close with Jesus Christ. Trying to do what's right. Availeth much. Availeth much. But James says, pray, pray, pray. And we all should have a good prayer life. We like Jesus Christ. We all should be able to have a little talk with Jesus. Are you ready to have a little talk with Jesus this morning? Are you ready to go humbly to his throne and just talk with him this morning? Our Father, whose heart is heaven, Father who sits up and looks in heaven, Father, we recognize that you're all seeing eyes. Are constantly watching over us. We recognize that your loving arms are constantly holding us close to your bosom, Father. Oh, Father, we just recognize that you keep us safe, keeping this world close to you. This is what we are trying to do. Christ is real and being. In your face, in our hearts, Father, thanking you for giving us life, giving us another day, a day to make us right in our lives, grow our lives right, so we walk closer and closer with you. Oh, Father, 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 We pray for all that's wrong in this world. Let me pray for the Uvalde, Texas families. We pray for those who are. We pray for the Ukraine-Russia situation. Father, we pray, we just pray, we just pray, Father, that Mr. Peace will get love in his heart. Oh, Father, we pray for the world in which we live in it, Father. We pray that you help us, God, and sisters, keep us from together. We thank you, Father, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for watching the world, to teach us how to love, to teach us how to love one another, to connect with you, and take it upon the cross. Taking on the cross, dying on the cross, Father, that we, through his blood, may have salvation. And again, Father, we just pray for the situation of our Lord, Father. We pray for those that don't know you, Father. We pray for those, Father, who need to be help us, and we may be that Japanese home to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, just help us, Father, to stand up for you and be there for you so the world you and us, Christ in us. Oh, Father, we pray for those who lost loved ones. We pray for those who lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray for each family that has the police that in their families who lost them to the hands of the police. We just pray that you will comfort them. Oh, Father, 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 we just pray, 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 Father. Father, we pray for the political leaders at this time. Father, we pray that they never make laws to bring us to work for you. Oh, Father, we pray, we pray, we pray for the church to be a light. Help the church to be a lighthouse, bringing others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for all those that are listening, Father. To be with them, be with them, they doubt their fears. Cast all their doubts and fears to the part of the seed that they won't be suffering anymore. Father, Father, for our progress here, chatting from the word, help us to keep this fine focus going and going. And Father, we pray for those that are going to see changes. Pray for those who won't love us. Pray for those who are trying to make a difference in the world. That Father will always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. All right, all right, and all right. Moving on. All right, this is our second half, and we hope that you stay out years old, and we hope that you are still listening. Time is moving on and time is getting away from us, but we are hanging in there and we're going to, we hope we're going to chat today. We're going to try to. But before we do that, we want to ask for your contributions. We hope that you can go on and get the contributions in so that we can keep this program going and going. Because if you believe it, I believe that gospel is important. The world needs to hear about the salvation of Jesus Christ, and how God in Jesus Christ wants them to be in his body. Oh, my friend, that is to be in Jesus Christ today, and that's why we bring this program, and we hope that you can help us financially, and if you want to send the proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal, pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Now, of course, you can go to Zell, Z-E-L-L, email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com, and we hope that you can do it today. At this moment, we just tell you where we are broadcasting the show from, of course, the BTR platform, Blog Talk Radio. You can pull that up and you can look us up and listen to us. And, of course, the Facebook, Twitter, and others. So we hope that you will do that today. Listen to us. Give us 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes. Stick in there. Maybe just listen to the chat. Listen to the beginning. Regardless, give us 15 minutes. And love the show. Listen to the whole program in the morning with us here on Chatting from the Word. We will appreciate that very much. Amen. Amen. And we want to thank you. We really do. We want to thank you in advance. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, and I see your voice on the BTR platform, chatting about the Word from the Word and putting an all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Amen and amen. Time for the message. Time for the chat. And we love chatting with you. As I've said many times, this is one of my favorite parts of a program where we are chatting about the Word of God, where we're opening up the Word of God and listen to a message of love and of salvation. And we hope that you have your ears on and ready to hear our chat for today. And as I have said many times here on Chatting from the Word, when we chat with you, we love chatting with you. We just don't preach or teach, but we chat with you. We want to try to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. We don't want to over you, and we even invite you to call in, and that call in number is 319-527-6722. You can call in 319-527-6722 if you have anything to add to what we are chatting about here on Chatting from the Word, okay? And if we can reason with our dog, Rolo, we be able, as human beings, reason with each other when it comes to the Word of God. All we need to do is read it and follow it. Don't put you in it. Don't put mama or daddy in it. But allow the Word to speak to you, and you understand it, and you obey it. Well, you should obey it. Okay, now I'm going to say it just like that. And then if you don't agree, that's just an agreement, but I know you don't say anything to me about it, and that's fine. It's fine if you don't. But if you don't agree with me, let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. Amen, Brother Oscar. And on this morning, we're going to talk about, of course, the follow me as I follow Christ. As I said, who? Because with all the many roads we have taken in the world today, with all the many messages that have gone out in the world today, and I'm not saying they shouldn't go out, because I believe this, without the messages that the world is giving, how can we compare anything to the Word of God and growth? I have to tell you, sometimes Satan brings negative message in the world for us as Christians. Basically, to wonder about and study about it, yes, but Oscar, and see what his word truly says. And as we look around the world today, we see the whole, if Brother Oscar can see this, we see the whole that Satan has on the world. Oh, man, it's just to think about it. The word of God saying one thing and the word is believing a whole different program. And you got to ask yourself the question. Now, the Bible says it plainly that that's against God, but still yet, you have people say, let's do it like this, because it's right to us. I'm not harming anybody. But in reality, you're harming yourself. Relationship with God, and you're going against what the word of God has to say. Okay? And I'm going to leave it like that, because many of us, we want to go against what the word of God has to say. But yes, lots of things have changed. But what we want to talk about this morning is who when it comes to the family. I know last time we mentioned about the husband being the head of the wife. Let me put it on the flip side. Of course, God says here through Paul that you're the head. But don't you know, as the head is a way to be the head without being a hard-headed person? If Brother Austin can say that. And here, when we lead, we need to lead out of love, out of compassion, out of having passion for our families, for our loved ones, for our wives, for our children. And Paul, I want to read it, and we want to read 1 Corinthians 11:12. And then we want to read deeper how we as men should lead, okay? And verse 12 says, for as the woman is of a man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. In other words, yes, women are taken from men. In the beginning, women came from the ribs of men, but now men, women, born again. And this is what Paul is saying. But still, yet, we as men need to recognize that we are the head. And being the head, yes, that do mean we're the leader. But we need to lead as Christ so lead. Today, he led out of love, he led out of compassion, he led from passion. He had a passionate heart for me and you. He's willing to forgive us. It's we that hold ourselves back for the love of Christ, not Christ holy. His love back from us. Well, I just want to read a little bit from Paul again in Ephesians, how Paul tells her the husband. First, he starts off saying this. Turn with me to Ephesians 5, and we're going to read verse 21. And here Paul says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. In the fear of God. Many of us don't do that. Many of us don't want to fear God. Many of us want to curse and drop the hat. We want to say, God, you know what I'm talking about. We want to curse mama and daddy out. We want to talk anyway to our parents. Parents, we want to talk anyway to each other. But here Paul is saying, submitting yourself to one another in the fear of God. Head, you got to submit yourself to the wives. And wives, you must submit yourself to your husband. And children, of course, you must submit yourself to your parents until you get old enough or weaned enough. When mama weaned from the house. Okay? But here, Paul starts off by saying, wives, submit yourselves unto as unto the Lord. Why submit yourself to your husband? That's Mary Sue's husband, not your husband. That's her husband. But you shall submit yourself to your own husband as you will submit yourself to the Lord. And maybe the reason why most wives don't do that, maybe they don't know how to submit to Christ. We all should submit ourselves to Christ, and that's where it begins, by submitting ourselves to Christ. And maybe the reason why most wives do not submit themselves to their husband as they should, because they don't know how to submit themselves to Christ. And this is what Paul, let me read it again so that we may get a good understanding of what the apostle, Brother Paul the apostle, conveyed to us here. He said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands. And maybe it's not that. Maybe we got the wrong idea of what submitting is all about. It's, submitting is giving of yourselves to one another. Be there for one another. Help one another. Submit in love. And then says, for the husband, and this is Paul again, dealing with the head. For the husband is the head of the wife. And let me slow it down a little bit. Because there's a reason why Paul is comparing, doing a comparison here. And he's going to let us know why. But here Paul says, this is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Husbands, we should be able to defend our wives. We should be able to defend our wives, even if it means giving up our own life. Because Christ loved the church so much, died on the cross, so that you and I may have, be a partaker of that great family, of his family, being a Christian. He died for his bride, which is the church. And then verse 24 says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband everything. And let me say this, and I'm saying it in love. Before we know how to be subject to Christ, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be subject to their own husband, be their own husband in everything. And we need to know what that means. What does it mean for the church unto Christ? When the church is subject unto Christ, is Christ simply means that we are being in obedient to Christ. Underline that word, obedient. When we as the church are being subject to Christ, we are being obedient to his word in everything. We are being teaching, because Christ left the apostles down here, and the apostles left their letters for us to read so that we may know the message that Christ gave them to, so that we may be a follower of that message. Oh, don't get it wrong. A lot of us get it wrong, but don't get it wrong. You can't get that wrong, that Christ wants us to follow him, and most of us don't want to do that, do we? In, be subject to that. But what we need to recognize, and we need to be subject to Christ in everything. And then it said, unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in some things, not two things, in everything. I know most wives might be saying, how can I be subject to that crazy guy? He's talking about crazy stuff. Catch this. And when he's talking crazy, oh, you don't have to go jump off a bridge and drown yourself. No, you don't have to do this, but some things that make you do it. But catch is you married Christian man, you won't have to worry about that because y'all can study the Bible together and see what your role is in Jesus Christ. And then Paul said, and we're going to rush it on here. In verse 25, Paul's husband loved even that Christ also loved the church and gave himself for. Here he's reiterating this love that we as husbands should have for our wife. Love your wives as Christ so loved the church. And Christ loved the church so much that he died for the church. And the only purpose that he was born was to bring on salvation to the church. Christ gave his life for us as the body of Christ. And let me read that again so you can get the understanding of what we just said in the answer of what we just said. Here Paul said, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Nobody had to pay Christ. I give you a nickel if you're down the cross. I give you $1 million if you get. Christ did it willingly because of his love for us. That's a message within itself. Husband, wives, you're not loving your husband. Husband, you're not loving your wife for what she can do for you. And wives, you shouldn't love your husband because what he can do for you. But explicitly because of love, not what he can do for you. Love him anyway. That's what love is all about. Amen. We're going to leave you with that thought at this time. And we hope that we have said something to cause you to think about your salvation. And we hope that you really think about it. We need to get on out of it. It's our closing. And we thank you for all of you who listened to this morning. And we hope that you catch the program later on. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, and thou be thy thing. Thy kingdom, hear thy will is being done. Father, we pray for our program. We pray for that those that are listening to it might grab the lesson that we're trying to teach. For all that are listening, we pray for our program that you help keep it going. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Whoa! We reach that city of a new Jerusalem. Oh, we're gonna sing, yeah, we're gonna sing. Oh, my, yes, I. Oh, how the ransom sing together, lift that hymn when we sing. Oh, yeah, oh, my, yes, I. Never die.